From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Documents from the compound of Osama bin Laden show that al-Qaeda hoped to schedule an appearance with Western media on the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Al-Qaeda's spokesman, American-born Adam Gadan, writes of his goal of scheduling an exclusive appearance for Osama bin Laden on the 10th anniversary. Gadan says that millions of al-Qaeda admirers are eager to see that bin Laden is well after years of hiding. Gadan's letter then debates which network should get the exclusive. In other letters, bin Laden and other leaders debate whether they should use jihadi websites or Western media to promote their ideas. The letters were released by the Combating Terrorism Center at West Point and include translations of a small portion of the documents found when bin Laden was killed in Pakistan a year ago. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
Spaniards who say they're suffering under too much austerity aren't getting any new help from the European Central Bank, which met today in Barcelona. As Lauren Freyer reports, the bank kept interest rates unchanged, saying it's the job of governments to stimulate growth across the eurozone.
Thousands of protesters greeted ECB board members here in Barcelona. Spain has Europe's highest unemployment, and it's still rising despite months of austerity, prescribed in part by the ECB. The bank president, Mario Draghi, says he agrees something needs to change.
We have to put growth back at the center of the agenda.
But he said that's the job of individual governments and urged them to act quickly. The ECB expects very gradual growth across the eurozone this year. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Barcelona.
Republican presidential hopeful Mitt Romney has gotten the endorsement of a former rival.
We must elect Mitt Romney as the next president of the United States.
Former presidential hopeful Michelle Bachmann endorsing Romney at a rally in Portsmouth, Virginia, moments ago. She says Romney is America's last chance to keep the country from, quote, going off a cliff. The number of people applying for first-time unemployment benefits was down sharply last week by the most in nearly a year. The Labor Department says weekly unemployment applications fell by 27,000 to a seasonally adjusted 365,000. Economist Brian Westbury.
What it says is that the rise in initial unemployment claims that we saw over the last few weeks was more of a seasonal adjustment problem, was more of a fluke in the data.
The much-awaited monthly average comes out tomorrow. Meanwhile, Americans closed their wallets last month. Major retailers, including Costco and Macy's, report April revenue rose less than 1%, and that's the worst performance since 2009, when the U.S. economy was just coming out of recession. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow was down 82 points at 13,186, the Nasdaq down 39, S&P 500 down 12. This is NPR News. Arrests have been made in one of the biggest pharmaceutical heists in history when thieves broke into the warehouse of drug maker Eli Lilly in Connecticut in 2010. They stole more than $80 million worth of prescription drugs. The company says stolen drugs included antipsychotics and antidepressants. The U.S. Attorney's Office, the FBI, and police in Connecticut plan a press conference this afternoon with more details. But officials say this heist does share details with thefts last year near Richmond, Memphis, and Olive Branch, Mississippi. Police say it was a murder-suicide that claimed the lives of five people yesterday in a Phoenix-area suburb. As Peter O'Dowd reports from member station KJZZ, police in Gilbert, Arizona say the suspected gunman was a known white supremacist named J.T. Reddy.
Reddy was a former Marine and the founder of the U.S. Border Guard, a militia-style vigilante group that searched for drug smugglers and illegal immigrants in the Arizona desert. Gilbert police spokesman Bill Balafast says Reddy was among the dead in yesterday's shooting.
So there's going to be an autopsy. That autopsy should be suspected to be done before the end of business tomorrow. And we need that autopsy and ballistics information to verify what the investigators believe happened.
Balafast says the incident appears to be a domestic dispute. Two women and a young girl were found dead inside the home. The bodies of two men were discovered outside. A survivor called 911. For NPR News, I'm Peter O'Dowd in Phoenix.
Mortgage rates are at record lows once again. Mortgage giant Freddie Mac says the rate on a 30-year fixed-rate loan is down to 3.84%. It's the lowest since long-term mortgages were created in the 1950s. The 15-year rate is also lower, down to an average of 3.07%, also a record. This is NPR.